Hello everyone and welcome to the top five. In this video, I'll be previewing the week ahead and honing in on five things that we should be aware of next week. Number one, unfortunately, is still the coronavirus. In fact, watch out for a continued spike in the number of confirmed diagnosed cases. In recent days, there have been a bit of a spike in Victoria with about 30 cases being diagnosed per day. And while that's still quite a small number at the end of the day, it still is a concern because we know how quickly these figures can escalate based on our experience in recent months. Also, some signs that a little bit of panic buying is coming back into the equation, with Woolies and both Coles putting certain restrictions on products, but it also perhaps highlights the fact that maybe many of us haven't really learned our lesson that we don't need 350 toilet paper rolls during a pandemic. But putting that aside, also some numbers spiking in the US as well, of course, and that some states like Texas have needed to put the brakes on some of their reopening process. And of course, the longer this pandemic continues and the worse, more concerning the numbers become, that's going to be obviously a negative for tourism, for the airlines that are burning through billions of dollars worth of, or millions at least, in cash. So the longer it goes, the worse that is with the grounding of aircraft. Also, of course, it has an impact on retailers, on travel agents, on education providers as well. Number two will be the end of the financial year. Now, Tuesday will mark the end of the financial year. Looking back at the past decade, there hasn't really been a clear trend of markets either improving or pulling back at the end of the year. But we certainly do generally tend to see a little more volatility that can re-enter the market, but then also a spike in volumes as well. There are a few reasons for this. One of them is that there are some investors that take profits off the table around this time of year. Others can also trade to, for tax reasons. And also there can be a bit of window dressing that happens. And this is where fund managers can sell some of their underperforming stocks and buy some of the better ones to, I guess, pretty up their portfolio. So that could be something to watch. Now, taking a step back, over the past 12 months, the Aussie market has generally struggled. I mean, it's down about 11% over the past year. But of course, that's had a lot to do with big falls in February and March in particular. Remember back to February, we actually at one point hit the best levels on record. As far as sectors are concerned, so far with a few days left of trade, healthcare stocks and technology stocks like Afterpay have been the best, and the worst over the year have been the banks and the financials and also energy stocks as well. Number three, economic data. Now, there's going to be quite a bit of economic data out next week. One of the highlights overseas is going to be an update on jobs in the US, which is generally out on a Friday night, but this time around, they're bringing this forward to Thursday because of a public holiday at the end of next week. Now, this gives us a sense of how many jobs were added or lost in the past month. This is for the month of June, and also what the unemployment rate is sitting at. Now, to be fair, economists have been way off the mark when it comes to their forecast in recent months, because it's very difficult for them to actually predict what's to come in this sort of a pandemic environment. But it still is important to know what the forecasts are. And one of the reasons for this is that this is what markets tend to use as obviously the consensus, but this is what they tend to trade off as well. So at the moment, the consensus is looking for the addition of about 3 million jobs in June and the unemployment rate to improve to about 12.3%. So if we get a number that's way off that, either much better or much worse, that's the sort of thing that can impact markets. Also in China, our largest trading partner, we get figures on manufacturing and the services industry on Tuesday and Wednesday. So that will be something important to watch. And likely there'll be quite a bit to watch. Figures on retail spending, weekly figures on jobs and also wages. We get central bank officials speaking in Australia and also the US. Number four will be ex-dividend stocks. And the big day will be Monday. And that's when we get dozens of property companies on the Aussie market trading ex-dividend. They tend to trade ex-div around the same date. So that can always be a bit of a weight on that sector. So companies like Charter Hall, Dexus, Goodman, GPT, Mervac and Stockland are included in that group. And outside of the property sector, you've got Transurban and also APA, both trading ex-dividend on Monday as well. Number five, market holidays. And once again, unfortunately, none here in Australia, of course, but there will be some overseas. The Toronto Stock Exchange and the Hong Kong Stock Exchange both are closed on Wednesday. And more importantly for our market, the US market will be closed next Friday for the Independence Day holiday. So maybe not that important for Aussie investors, but if you do trade any of those markets, obviously market closures are important to at least note. Enjoy the week ahead.